Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to podcast in You, the Owner's Manual Radio Series number 827. And although we didn't have a guest last week, believe it or not, it was only the second time in 827 podcasts that my guest didn't show up. We have a great one lined up for you today. Natasha Turner, we're going to talk to you about when to eat what so you can have the best muscle. But we're also going to talk about the top medical news stories of the week that let you take control of your health so you can live at the top of the curve and teach your family to do it. What do you do if you've got Parkinson's disease? How do you prevent it? Well, it's an interesting story. This, as you remember, I don't know if you know this story, but I told it before, but the story is exercise can be a boon to people with Parkinson's disease. Yeah, it really delays the advent of serious symptoms by an average of 6 years. Do you know how this started? This was a really interesting thing. Jay Alpert, was doing a benefit for Parkinson's disease, as it turns out, riding his bike. He's a tremendous triathlete, and he was riding his bike across Iowa for this benefit, and they were tandem bikes with a Parkinson's patient on the back, as well as individual bikes. He took a bike, and a Parkinsonian patient was on the back of his bike, forced to ride quickly. Guess what? After she did this the first day, her Parkinson's symptoms went away for 3 days. He then went and rode with her again after they came back, and again they went away, and again. And so he started a study, initially with 13 people, and about 5 of them had disappearance of their Parkinson's symptoms after they rode on the back of the tandem bike. Larger studies and other studies of 52 people, randomized controlled trials, have shown that more than 40% of people have their symptoms almost disappear or disappear totally after doing forced, intense exercise. And whether it is cycling or boxing or dancing, or walking forward and backward on a treadmill, tough to do even if you're not Parkinson's, obviously tougher to do if you're Parkinson's. They ended up getting special equipment made so they could latch the Parkinson's patients into the treadmill or onto the elliptical or onto the bike, so they would have to do it with intensity. That is, the motor on the bike was electrically driven. And this, again, relieves symptoms. So exercise, a tremendous boon to patients with Parkinson's disease. Talk to your doctor about it, because it may prevent it as well. It caused, in animal models, regrowth of the dopaminergic neurons that disappear in Parkinson's. So this is a wonderful way. Look it up if you get a family member who gets it. Or if you want to prevent it, you can look it up. The second story is related to that. This is an app where people were able to rate their happiness on the app on their iPhone or Android phone. And it didn't matter whether you were a workday or a weekend, but the app signaled to rate their happiness at random times during the day and also relate what they were doing. Turns out those who were engaged in physical activity, not engaged in sitting, not engaged in lying down, even when it was just walking, they rated themselves as much happier when they were doing physical activity. I don't know if you know it, I do the radio show standing up to get more energy. I can't remember who it was who taught me. I think it was Mancow who taught me to do this. I watched him standing up during his radio show. I stood up with him when I was a guest on his show, and it taught me to stand up during my show and podcast. Get up and move. It will make you happier, or it may make you happier, or at least in this study was associated with happiness. I'm going to go to a couple of downer stories, so maybe you don't want to assume you can run through them fast, but this downer story is about cancer. Could your location determine your fate? It turns out in parts of America that are relatively poor or have high rates of obesity and smoking, cancer death rates have increased nearly 50% since 1980. But in the rest of the country, over this 34-year period, 1980 to 2014, there's been a 30% decline in cancer death rates. Now it's the national average, 192 people across the U.S. But by the way, in those areas that are wealthiest and most associated with healthy habits, thin people, Colorado is one of them, in Colorado ski country, it's only 70 per 100,000 die each year of cancer. So it looks like you can get thinner, healthier, and not die of cancer. Keep avoiding smoking, of course. Rates were the highest. This is too sad. Some of the areas of Kentucky. I guess Rand Paul and Mitch McConnell have a lot of work to do in their state to get the people in that state healthy and to get them off of cigarettes and to get thinner. Kentucky, the highest rates of death from cancer in the United States. A really interesting proposal, it may be out of date, I don't know how fast things are changing. I record this a couple days before we release it, but Senators Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, a medical doc, and Susan Collins of Maine, Republican, both Republicans, have submitted a replacement bill for the Affordable Care Act, which allows you to keep your current policy if you want. I can't believe we're hearing this. If you like your policy, you can keep it. But in fact, let those states that want to keep the Affordable Care Act the way it is to keep it, and those states that want to change it to a block grant. I don't know what's going to happen with this, but stay tuned as we're seeing a large change in the Affordable Care Act and what will happen to it. And that goes with what has happened with this. The health care coverage through the Affordable Care Act has helped many chronically ill, but still has left gaps in coverage for therapies and for expensive cancer therapies especially. So if you've got hypertension or diabetes, or you have a very low income, medications are covered, and you've got to remember to take them, but they are covered well under the Affordable Care Act. The vaccine exemptions are on the rise in a number of states, specific states. I'm going to ask you to guess which ones, but overall are on the decline. And which states? It's actually peculiar. North Dakota has a number of things like those kids with diabetes are much higher. They also have vaccine exemptions, kids not getting vaccinated, that are much higher. Surprise, Maryland, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Virginia, Connecticut, Florida, Iowa, and Kentucky all are higher than the national average, much higher. The rest of the country has gone down considerably in the kids who miss vaccination. So we really do want you to get vaccinated. Is it absolutely safe? No. But from the risk to benefit, the benefit is 40,000 times the risk in getting all the childhood vaccinations. It's like winning the lottery getting vaccinated. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Our guest coming up in just a few minutes, the magnificent Natasha Turner, going to talk about how to, in fact, build muscle by getting your hormones in the optimal range. One of the things she'll talk not about doing is having barbecued and smoked meat. Barbecued and smoked meat for women strongly tied to death rates from cancer and especially breast cancer. 31% more likely, if you eat a lot of smoked meat or barbecued meat, to die of cancer than if you didn't over a 17-year period. Can breakfast help keep us thin? Well, nutrition science is tricky, but Natasha Turner tells us that you want to have a lot of protein at breakfast, 30 grams, and that's a lot of protein, rather than any carbohydrate. Although the people sponsoring the studies that say breakfast is so important are the cereal makers who have a lot of carbohydrate in their cereals. And my last story is the best of the week. I've saved it for last. And this is a study in 16,179 people who said, eat spicy to live longer. And the question, randomized controlled trial, those who ate the most peppers, hot peppers, actually lived the longest. That is, they reduced their rate for dying early. Another food associated with longevity, eating spicy peppers. And that's the top medical news stories on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show this week. You've been listening to podcast 827. Coming up immediately, Natasha Turner and talking about how to get your hormones high with what you eat and when you eat it. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Thanks for listening. Don't go away.